Hey everybody, this is S. Anthony. This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. And can I ask you a question? This is a question I really need to ask you guys. Have you ever had a day go so well that it just made you confused? Right? I'm not the kind of person that when something good happens, I expect something equally bad to happen. That's for people that have a problem. I'm just talking about it is going so well, you almost want it to stop because you already know the next day or the day after that or at some point in the near future, everything's going to go back to normal and you're going to have to sit there thinking about how great the other day was, right? I already know sometime in the near future, maybe even tomorrow, things aren't going to go as well as they went today. It was too perfect. Too perfect. I imagine somebody being in a situation where they got to be a millionaire for a day. If you had an opportunity to be a millionaire for a day or to live like a billionaire for a day, would you do it? Would it be something that you'd want to do? Would you want to wake up in a mansion just for 24 hours, drive luxury cars just for 24 hours, have access to the things that these people have just for 24 hours only to have it ripped away? Because if it happened, if you had that and you went back to your regular life, all of a sudden you would look at things that didn't bother you and they'd start bothering you all of a sudden, right? If you're a millionaire or a billionaire, you don't even have to worry about whether your car breaks. Why? Because you don't have just one car. And even if you did, with that kind of money, you could literally go, heck with this, and just go buy another one immediately. You could have another car in an hour in front of your house, fully insured and ready to go, gassed up or charged up if it's electric. Right? You don't have to worry about picking up things in your house. You have maids and butlers and people of that nature to take care of that crap. It's going to be so tough putting dinner together. No, it's not, because you're not cooking it. Right? I don't feel like going to the gym. You don't have to go to the gym. The gym's in your house, along with your nutritionist and your personal trainer who has done, and your doctor is working in accordance with them. They know your body down to the cellular level, and they know exactly what kind of food you need to eat, exactly what type of exercise you need to do, all of that crap. It's all set up just for you, right? Maybe you aren't doing that great on the dating circuit, but now you, for a day, you're a millionaire and a billionaire, and all the most attractive people are trying to get it on with you, and they in fact do get it on with you. You don't get that in your regular life, but you get that now. Why? Because you're temporarily a millionaire or a billionaire. Oh, man. You can buy whatever you want, right? For 24 hours, you're a millionaire or a billionaire. But when you wake up tomorrow, your eyes open, you're still in the mansion. But the butler and the maid and the butler are standing there with the clothes that you came in. It's pressed and washed. And they're telling you, okay, you got to get dressed and get out of here. And you start heading to the bathroom and the bedroom that you just woke up in. And no, you didn't. The second you stood up, the maid started making the bed and changing everything because it's not your room anymore. And you have to now get dressed in the garage. Why? Because the experiment is over. Get your hands off that Porsche, whatever luxury vehicle you love. Don't touch that. You can't drive it anymore. You got to go back to that piece of crap you drove up in. Right? And in fact, they're all looking at you because your car left a big oil spot on the ground. Oh, it just got cleaned up. Now you got to get back on the freeway in your car. And even though you only had the luxury car for 24 hours, you mistakenly stepped out on the gas thinking that you're going to go from 0 to 60 in 1.8 seconds. But no, you'd almost burnt out your transmission, which was almost burnt out in the first place because your car is a piece of garbage. Right? You go back to your house and you look at your house and it was just as messy as it was when you left when that experiment started. And that house smells like mildew. Yeah, that's right. Because you weren't there to clean the carpet, which you have to do by yourself by hand. Yeah, I said it. and you're hungry. You looked around, you expecting to say, I would like a something-something sandwich and a something-something drink and a something-something, and somebody would just run up and hand it to you. But ha-ha, no punk, you're back at your house and you got to go back in the refrigerator. And what's in the refrigerator? You see 6 eggs, about a cup of already cooked rice. You see an onion in there, and you see some butter. And you're about to make some nothing fried rice because you don't have shrimp. Yeah, that's right, I said it. You don't even have any milk and cereal. I mean, well, you have cereal, and you have milk in that container, but it doesn't look like it's liquid right now, does it? Go ahead, shake the container. Oh, God, that stinks. That's because it went bad, sucker, because your refrigerator wasn't working. You forgot about that. In fact, I wouldn't even eat those eggs. You're going to get sick. Now, would you want to go through that when you know you have to go back to your regular life? Or would you just have to, would you rather just fantasize about that life and not without having to leave your regular life, because it would make your regular life suck? Oh, it would suck. I had a friend of mine just like me, a regular goofy looking dude, right? And just like me, for some reason, really attractive women and have sex with them. I don't know why. And I'm talking about me too. I'm like, well, I don't even know why you're here, honey. Because, I mean, I'm just kidding. I'm charming as heck and definitely cute. Shut up. Back to me. But this was one particular time where, you know, you watch a movie and you see that person. This is for ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are. You see that person of the opposite sex or the same sex or whoever you're attracted to. You see that person and they're walking in slow motion like it's a movie montage, right? The love song that you like the most is playing in the background and they're walking towards you. And in your fantasy, they're licking their lips and pointing at you and they want to do some stuff with you, to you, and on you. But then you kind of snap to attention and you realize they ain't even looking at you. They're looking out the window, ain't paying, ain't even know you exist. Well, imagine if you're a guy like a regular guy who can't even come close to women like that, or a lady who can't come close to guys like that, whoever you are that can't come close to whoever that is like that. That's right, I said it. And imagine if all of a sudden, in this particular instance, this magnificent mega dream person actually is looking at you and licking their lips and thinking about stuff they want to do to, with, and on you. And they come up to you. You don't even approach them. They come up to you and start a conversation. And at first, you know this person is out of your league. I personally don't believe in leagues, and thank goodness I don't, because you should see some of my ex-girlfriends. Yum. Back to the story. Right? And you don't think this person, there's no way in the world, but as it turns out, they're not just making friendly conversation. She takes your phone out of your pocket and says, why don't you put your code in? Why is that? Because I can't put my phone number in your phone if your code's on. And you're like, what? You very quickly mess up your code 5 times. And well, 2 times, because you almost lock yourself out of your phone. You go, I almost locked myself out of my phone. Let me use my fingerprint. You do that wrong 2 times and almost lock yourself permanently out of your phone. Have to take it to the deep. But on the last try, beep, the phone comes open. She's laughing. She thinks you're even more charming because you're so goofy. She knows you're discombobulated because she's quadruple delicious and you've never been with anybody this quadruple delicious. That's right. She puts her number in your phone, right? She says, call me at 6 o'clock, right? It's 1 o'clock right now. This is the longest 5 hours in your life. You want to call her. I'm going to call her at 6:07. I don't want her to think I'm desperate. And then you start thinking, wait a minute, if I call her at 6:07, she's going to be like, oh, this guy can't even call me at 6:07. Well, I'm not giving him any delicious sex. No, oh, goodness. I don't care. I'm going to call her at 6. It's now 1:07, 1:08. The minutes are going by incredibly slow. You want to call her? Oh, no. Then you fall asleep and you wake up at 5:58. You go, oh, God, I almost missed it, right? And you're on the phone with her. And she's actually interested in talking to your dumb crap. She actually seems to be interested in your stupid hobbies that nobody else gives a crap about. She tells you, this is my address, be at my house at 10 o'clock, right? It's kind of a suggestive way she says it, you know. And you're sitting there going, okay, which shower do I take? Do I take the regular shower, or do I take the shower that you take when you know you're going to have sex because, you know, somebody's face might be on, buried in your chest. You got to scrub your armpits extra hard. You know what I'm saying? And you decide, yes, I'm going to do the, I might be getting lucky scrub. You scrub yourself good. You take a nice hot bath. You take a shower. You take another bath again. You take another shower. That's right. You clean yourself so much and so hard. You were 5'11 and a half. Now you're 5'9". I don't know how you scrubbed yourself that hard. That's weird. Okay, that's a little bit too much, but you get the point. You go over to her house, she's got on a sundress. You can see that she's just, the legs are freshly shaved. And then you're trying to gauge what's going on because you don't want to be too forward. And she says, forget all this, pushes the food aside, walks up, sits on your lap and slops you down. And then all of a sudden, she walks you upstairs and old Jed's a millionaire. You understand what I'm saying? Boom, boom, jiggy, boom, the boom, jiggy, jiggy. You know what that sound means if you listen to my podcast? Yeah, it means getting it on, right? And it's the, you imagine what it would be like to be with someone who's quadruple delicious like her, and as it turns out, as much as you, great as you thought it was going to be, multiply that by 8 million. Yeah, that's right. A whole weekend, she don't even let you leave. Hey, you can wash your clothes here. Yeah, that's right. So Friday, late Friday night turns into all day Saturday, turns into Sunday morning, turns into Sunday afternoon, turns into all night Sunday, turns into Monday morning. You go to work and it's the best thing that ever happened to you. And you think you got a girlfriend who's quadruple delicious. And then you get a text and it's a picture of her on an international flight. And she tells you she had a great time. She just wanted to have a fling with a sweetheart guy before she went back to her home country. She's never coming back because the job came through. She just wanted to have a little fun before she left. And she knew that you were a nice person, that you wouldn't be weird about it. And you're sitting there, oh. Now, are you mad because a supermodel-looking woman or a supermodel-looking guy or whatever you like-looking person just takes a whole weekend wearing you out and giving you the good, that good business so good you think it's Christmas, and you have to go back to your regular life of, let's just say, alone time and looking at movies? Would you not want to have that experience at all? And just wonder what it would have been like? Or have that experience and all of a sudden go back to your regular life and now you start to see all the faults of your regular life and it seems like it's even worse because you know what the best of the best of the best of the best of experiences could feel like. What would you want to have happen? Would you want to be able to borrow a good Would you want to borrow your dream life for a day or a weekend? Would you want to borrow your dream life if you could never have it again? Or would you just rather have it as a fantasy? It doesn't even have to be something as big as that. I had a day today where everything went a little bit too good. And I know it can't be this good tomorrow. I know that. I had two things to do. There was my normal stuff that I have to do, but two extra things I had to squeeze into the day. Now, obviously, I'm going to the gym every morning and everything like that to get my hour, hour and a half workout in and then do all the stuff. And I had to time my workout at the gym with the DMV. I had to go to the DMV for my license. Now, when I said DMV, I don't know Department of Motor Vehicles. I keep forgetting there's people in other countries. That's where you get your driver's license. And in America, where I live, it's almost a cliche about how annoying that experience is, right? If you watch the American sitcoms, so this is I'm talking to people outside of America right now. If you watch American sitcoms, then you know what it's like when they talk about going to get your driver's license. Maybe you've seen an episode of Martin or Taxi or some other show, and it's a horrible experience. And that was the truth, and it was the truth, and truth, and truth. And I'm already dreading it as I'm at the gym. But I'm at the gym, and I'm telling you right now, I'm lifting the weights, and I'm lifting more weights than I've, yeah. the weights that I lifted 2 days ago are really, really light to me right now. I could actually stack on some, oh, this is, okay, now it's tough now, but it's a lot heavier than, And every time you go to the gym, everybody has gym crushes. You're not going to approach the person. Maybe you're in a relationship and you just see somebody that looks good and you go, I want to just look at them for a couple seconds every time I go to the gym. And I saw a lady, gym crush, too young for me to take seriously. Not too young, I mean, not unethically young. I mean, she's like 25, you know, and if she's like 5 years too young for me to be too young for me to talk to in the first place. I mean, if your age don't start with a thruh, I'm really not that interested. Editor's note, if I become rich and famous and you see me dating a 27-year-old, completely ignore what I just said and mind your business. Shut up. At that particular time, I'm a big star and late women in their late 20s are all on me and I'm dating them. Don't judge me and don't hate. Shut up, punk. Talking to future people. Back to the story. So she's in her mid to late 20s. Right. And I'm not one of those weirdos that looks at people at the gym. I make it a point to not look at the people at the gym. In fact, if I'm on a weight machine, I'll close my eyes because I don't want to accidentally glance at anything. And I open my eyes and she's standing right in front of me. And I'm like, I'm not looking at not a daggone thing. I'm not going to be one of those dudes leering at women at the gym. But she's spectacular and I'm not looking. Right. And I turn around. And like I said, I'm lifting these weights and I'm doing, and she's looking at me. And she comes over and talks about good job. And I'm like, thanks a lot. Right? And then she's getting in the conversation. I'm thinking, well, that's cool. I don't really like to talk when I'm at the gym, but when you're having a woman, this like Halle Berry Jr. here wants to talk to me, I'm going to let it happen for a couple of seconds. Right? But, you know, I'm going to go about my business. Go to the treadmill. I'm about to start my hour on the treadmill. She gets on the treadmill next to me, which is not really that big of a deal, except for the fact that there's about 9 treadmills open to my right. She gets into the one on my left. Maybe that's the treadmill she likes. Some people like treadmills. Some people like their treadmill in front of the TV that shows the station that they like. I tend to pick the same treadmill because I like to watch a specific show that comes on that treadmill. Or sometimes I pick a treadmill in front of the news when I want to watch the news. Not a big tease. She's now engaging me in conversation again. This young lady is soft flirting. She's not flirting as if I'm going to go out. She definitely wants to, because I wouldn't, she's too young for me to date. I'm not dating no 25-year-old. But, unless I become rich and famous, in which case, mind your business. Back to the story. Don't judge me. Shut up. Anyway, right? And I'm getting told how cute I am. Right? And I'm getting to, I said, hey, you know, I said, I'm probably twice, I'm by, I got, Jesus, what are you, 25, 26? I said, yeah, I'm twice your age. And then I kind of flirt back a little bit. I said, hey, you know, you're a young lady, you know, but if I was 20 years younger, and she hits me with the age, and it's nothing but a number, and I'm going, okay, she's now busting out the Aaliyah songs, but that's all right, even though she probably, that's before her time. I'm not doing anything here. Not going to happen. Not going to happen, right? And I later, I was like, I don't mind the flirting, but I'm going to basically make it known that that's all that's going to happen because she's too young for me to talk to and all that kind of stuff. And I playfully let her know that, you know, she's too young for me, but just feel free to flirt with me some more. She goes, I think I will. And then, yeah, right? So I get a good workout in and I look down and I've done way more on the treadmill than I wanted to because there's a super hot young woman flirting with me standing next to me on the treadmill. And I step off the treadmill and it feels like somebody took my legs and beat them with baseball bats, but it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Ow. Right? No, I'm just kidding. I was just, my legs were just a little tight. So I finished my workout. And I'm going, okay, I got to go to the DMZ and I'm going to DMV and I'm like, oh no. Beautiful lady, thinks I'm cute, that's great. Today's been great, I did incredibly good workouts, that's great. But on to the DMV, oh no. Zip to the DMV at a time when there's normally traffic, no traffic, almost at all. Oh yeah. the big pothole that I forgot was there. Oh, man. I went on this road, and I can't back out of this road now. Oh, the potholes were all filled. Every single one of them, including that big one that I saw a guy get his car smashed. Oh, so the potholes are full. Super hot 25-year-old thinks I'm cute. And is probably going to flirt with me every single time I go to the gym, which is fantastic. And the traffic on the way to the DMV and the potholes on the road that I have to take have all been filled. Oh. Well, I know I'm going to get it when I go to the DMV now. If all of this good stuff happened, the 25-year-old is all up in my face, smooth road, no traffic. Oh, no. And I get to the DMV and the parking space right in front. What? What? Oh, I'm going to get it now, boy. When I walk into that place, man, it's going to be that there's only four people in front of me. And every counter where people are doing the kind of thing that I need to do with the DMV, it's not one line. No, it's not two. No, every single counter has an employee behind it who's pleasant and working quickly and efficiently. What? I sit down. Okay, I say, Anthony, look at the camera, the thing, gang, did everything on the thing right? Okay, sign the big, here's your license, you the big, it's the nice, see it 4 years. What? That was 2 years. What? What in the world? Huh, let me go back out to my car. Huh. Still no traffic. Huh. This is let me go home.
This is where the bad thing happens. The people that are going to be cutting the tree are here. Yeah, I know. Here it comes. I know what's going to happen. We already talked about a price. They're going to accidentally do more and want a couple of more bucks. I mean, yeah, Mr. Thomas, we did the tree. Okay, here's the money. Oh, you did this too. Okay, how much more is that going to cost me? No, man, you're a nice man. Normally we charge for that, but we're not going to charge for that, man. You know what? Just don't tell anybody. Definitely don't tell anybody on your podcast. They don't know I have a podcast, but you get the point. Don't tell anybody, but you're a nice fellow, man. You're a really nice guy. We enjoyed the conversation we had with you when we met. We figured we'd do something nice for you because you seem like a nice guy. Thank you. He did more work. Probably could have charged 25 to 30% more, and they decided they were not going to charge me. Let me give this person a tip. They're not going to take the tip. How good was that conversation? Damn. Okay. All right. And they're driving away. Yeah. Huh. Now the day's almost over now, and everything has gone perfectly. Huh. I hope later on this evening when I record the podcast, it goes as well. Let me think about it. Let me move forward in time to when I'm actually recording the podcast. Hey, I'm recording the podcast. It's going perfectly. Hey, this is great. It's been a whole great day. But just like I described the person with that little fling with the supermodel looking woman, and just like I described, you know, all the other, you know, the perfect the millionaire having that one, being a millionaire, a billionaire for a day. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know if tomorrow's going to be as perfect as today was. But I have a better chance of having a day like today tomorrow than somebody who just lucks into having a fling with a supermodel looking person and someone who in some thought experiment got to be a millionaire or a billionaire for a day. I have a better chance of repeating the day that I had today. And quite frankly, even it's really kind of almost impossible for a regular guy like me or like my friend to run across some supermodel looking person who wants to enjoy them for a weekend and then go off about their business or to be to pretend or to get a try on a millionaire, a billionaire's life. But I can't have a good day, right? Another good day tomorrow. And you can have a good day tomorrow, too, right? Because I think, quite frankly, when it comes to good days, I think the most part, when I stepped back and looked at it, I realized the reason my day was perfect today wasn't luck at all. When I analyzed it, what it was I went to the gym and I was pleasant to everybody at the gym. I'm at the point now where when I walk at the gym, the people behind the counter greet me by name as I walk through the front door, the same way Norm from Cheers. And when you, if you watch the show Cheers and Norm from Cheers will walk, but Norm, I get there, I get, yes, when I walk in there. So I must have been a pleasant person to be around for the staff. And I guess the other people who were in the gym saw that. And they figured, well, if the staff likes me, it must be pretty cool. And I do comedy for, you know, as a profession. I've done this for 10 years. So I know how to charm people, not in a fake way, but in a way where I genuinely like human beings and I genuinely am interested in other human beings. And I realize that the 25-year-old woman is being flirty because she thinks I'm cute, which, of course, I am. You've seen the cover of the podcast. Come on, let's keep it real. I'm going to kiss a picture of myself. Okay, it got weird. Shut up. Back to me. But I treat people with respect. And I remember, Now I remember why she was so comfortable coming up to talk to me. She asked me a question. I answered the question. Everybody else was kind of leering at her, but I didn't do that. And she was kind of looking at me like, why is this guy not leering at my behind? I was showing her respect and she felt comfortable talking to me. We had a conversation. And because I normally don't talk at the gym, I normally just handle business, I had forgotten about that conversation we had had a couple of weeks ago. And apparently she hadn't. And she felt comfortable coming up to me. And I'm cute. Deal with it. Don't hate. Right? Right? And why did I have such a good time at the DMV? One, I planned properly and I made it a point to get there at the right time. I remembered subconsciously the last couple of times I went there, the time I went there was roughly the same time I went this time, and it was exactly the same result. And when I went into the place, I was charming and fun to the people that were there. So, of course, they were charming and fun back to me. Yeah. And also the same thing with the person with the tree cutting. As I said, because I had a pleasant conversation, we had a great conversation, they really, really liked me, and they treated me more like they were cutting a relative's place than they were a client. They gave me the relative treatment. So when it comes down to it, the day was not perfect because of an accident. It wasn't karma for good things I had done before. It was just, if you treat people well, in most cases, they will treat you well. And if you're good to people, for the most part, they'll be good back to you. And if that happens on a regular basis, what's your day going to be like? Right? What's your day going to be like if you're good to people and they're good to you? If you hold an elevator, if you let somebody cut in traffic, right? If somebody drops something and they're an older person and you pick it up, right? Because people will see you doing that. And I'm telling you, just like a virus, it does a bad thing when it spreads. Good vibes, bro. I hate to say good vibes, but you get what I'm saying. I'm not one of those people. Good vibes kind of travel, bro. And I had laid out a groundwork of good vibes. And on this particular day, instead of having a good moment in the day, which is normally what happens, you'll have a couple of good moments during the day, then the rest of the day just kind of flows. But today, all some good vibes I had put out over the course of time all kind of lumped together into one day. One really good day. Because on most days, if you really think about it, it's a good moment, right? And I know this is going to sound corny, but quite frankly, when I do this podcast, and I know you're all listening to this, and you tell me you like listening to this podcast, I know when I record this, I'm putting out good vibes. And when I see all the new subscribers, and I see ratings and reviews, when I see redirect messages, and I hear from you, you make the day better. And I hope that I do a little bit of the same for you, my friends. I really do. Because your kind words make it a good day for me. You dig? But if you're a hot 25-year-old, I just would let you know that. Feel free to flirt with me because I'm with it. Don't judge me. She's really, really... If she was about 10 years older. Anyway, moving on.
Much love to you, my friends. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you enjoy the other episodes. I'm sure that some of you have gone back and I can see the stats. I know that you've gone back and listened to old episodes. Much love to you all. Make sure you share this podcast with somebody by linking back to the podcast so I can get credit for the download, damn it. Okay, link back to the podcast episode. If you're on Spotify, do me a favor. Follow this podcast. If you like this podcast, I have another podcast called That's Anthony Says. Basically, if you just go on Google and Google my name, S. Anthony Thomas, you'll find all my stuff. It's a linktree.com/ S. Anthony Thomas. Just Google my name, S. Anthony Thomas. You'll see all my stuff. If you see the other podcast, give that a listen to if you like that, and you will. Subscribe to that too, okay? Much love to you, my friends, and I will see you again next time. Take care.